infinity.
Yes.
Giselle's one of us. Andy and I talk all the time about, we play a lot of music that some people don't get. And she gets it. She's with us. I don't know whether that makes her a right-brainer or a whatever it is.
It means odd. I'm on board.
But I thought you were going to pass out there when you heard that.
It spoke to me.
Her book is called We Are Here for a Purpose, and the book is purple, How to Find Yours. Is this about conversations with your deceased father?
I say that this is really the knowledge that my dad didn't complete in this life, and he's passing it on through me through this book. So I explain in the beginning, it's a three-part book, in the beginning I explain who I am and how it is that I came to be with my father doing this work.
Okay, why is it purple?
My dad told me that when I was putting this book together, he wanted me to find the color purple that matched as closely as possible with the vestments that the priests wear during Lent and Easter, because it's a powerful color that speaks to your soul. It's a sacred color, and it's also very regal and royal. It's a holy color.
What does he say? And he must have loved the church.
He loved the church.
What does he say now about what's going on there?
He's heartbroken about it. I will say also, he views this book, as I do, as a spiritual catechism. It's not about a traditional dogma of some religion, but it's purple and it's a small, compact book that has a catechism spiritual kind of feel to it.
When did it come out?
I got it published in February. I finished writing it about a year ago. Let's go back to the Catholic Church because I just want to know,
is this a big book? What are people saying about it?
This is what people tell me. Two things. When they find this book, they tell me that they couldn't put it down, which makes me happy, so I didn't bore them. And number two, they want to buy a bunch of copies to give away as gifts.
And you've done signings at Tattered Books and
Tattered Cover Bookstore.
Cherry Creek.
Tattered Cover Bookstore in Denver launched my book, and I have it in various independent stores around the country. And I do want to say, because there are several Borders here in town, it's the book signing at noon is at the Borders at 119th and Metcalf.
Yeah. And you're going to be there doing that today.
Right, at noon.
Okay, now with your dad, I asked you before, where is he?
I explained this also in the book. I'm trying to help people to understand how it is that I have this connection, how my father makes this connection with me from the other side. The way he describes it is this realm that he exists in on the other side has, I want to say, like tiers, various levels to it. And in order for him literally to make the physical connection with me so that I'm able to receive this information, that I can hear and see him, he has to descend through these various layers.
Is that why it's so hard to do?
Yes. And it's also difficult because he says that typically the place that he likes to reside in on this other side is a light area. There's radiant light. But in order to make the physical connection with me here on Earth, he has to descend through these lack of a better word, it's a lower level of vibration. Lower not meaning worse, but just a different level of vibration,
okay.
And it's difficult.
There are people who are there that I would love to talk to,
yes.
That I try to, and I never get a thing.
Right.
And now, why is that?
There are a number of reasons why that is.